Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I'm your host, Emma Gunn-Wardner, and if you are listening to this in real time, then this is the first episode in the second half of 2019. Yes, that's right, the first week. This will be published in the first week of July 2019. And if you're a regular listener, you'll know that I am not a huge fan of New Year's resolutions. That's the whole point of 26 Habits in 2018. Rather, those small changes you can make that lead to a bigger change, if that's what you so desire. But it's only normal to start the year. Resolutions are everywhere, let's face it, all over social media. So it's only normal for your head to turn at the start of the year to thinking about how it will turn out, whether it will turn out a certain way, whether that's a commitment to fitness, to reading more, to being more assertive, or to making the steps towards or putting things in place to lead to even bigger changes. Now, the halfway point does seem like a great time to reassess. I'm not talking about making any grand changes, you know, I'm not a big fan of that necessarily, in context, people in context. But it's a good time to ask, am I on track, I think. I definitely am at the moment. Am I still focused on my goals? Are you still focused on your goals? Did you have anything that you set out to do in 2019? Have you done it? Or how much closer are you to doing it? Do you need to renew your enthusiasm for the thing or things you wanted to do more? Because now is a great time to do it. Leave it any longer, and that enthusiasm you had back in January might have fizzled out by the end of the year, and you'll have even forgotten that maybe you thought about it back on January the 1st. So take another look at it now, and you could gain momentum rather than lose it. Also, it might be that you feel very different about things now than you did 6 months ago. So you could, if you so wish, set some new goals, make some new changes. Now is a really good time to take stock. That's how I'm approaching it anyway. No action may be required, but giving it 5 minutes of your time to do an inventory can't hurt, can it? It can't. No, I don't think it can. In truth, I've lost sight of a few of my goals and intentions, or I just feel that the tautness of the enthusiasm has become a bit slack. I don't know why that's the way it feels in my head. So I'm using the halfway mark to just ask myself if they are still worthy of my attention, why I've been slow to move forward with them, and also throw in some newness, because why the hell not? Fitness is a big one for me, specifically running. And this is about working out in general. I feel 100 times better when I exercise, not just physically, but mentally. And I've talked about this on previous episodes. But there is a loophole where my brain, when I get up in the morning, can't connect to the post-run high. So instead of bouncing out of bed, I drag my heels. And I feel that if I can close that loophole, then I would be racing out of bed to get up and out, right? Today's a great example. I got out of bed at 7 a.m., drank some water, had a coffee, then had an animated conversation with some buddies on WhatsApp, all the while sort of putting on a piece of gym kit here and a piece of gym kit there. But I actually didn't head out until 9:15, which is over 2 hours after I was up. Now, if you said to me that if I woke up, got into my gym kit and went out for a run, and Chris Evans would be guaranteed, the guy from the Avengers, and be guaranteed to be in the park where I run, I would be out of that door quicker than you can say Captain America. Trust and believe. The post one high is pretty damn amazing. It just feels so good. And I'm sure it's up there with spotting Chris Evans. And it will last longer, and there's also a sense of achievement that gets thrown in. So to be blunt, at the moment when I'm reassessing this, at this halfway point in 2019, I have to ask, Emma, what's your flipping problem? Getting up early doesn't mean that I'll get out of the door. So what's missing? Well, in this case, I think it's a time limit. I think I need to implement a, you've got 15 minutes to get dressed, drink some water, chug an espresso if needed, and get out that door. You can do your waking up on your walk, your 5 minute warm-up walk. So that's going to be my new thing. Setting a timer, whether that's on my watch or I have an Alexa in the kitchen. So I can literally say, Alexa, please can you set a timer of 15 minutes? And she can promptly tell me to get my ass in gear and let's see how that works. So that's just where an intention that I always have, but was had sort of doubled down on, particularly by moving and moving to somewhere where it was much easier to run. I can now double down because I can say, actually, I'm doing it, but it doesn't feel like I'm doing it as well as I could be. And the element that's missing has been the enthusiasm to get up and get out. I really enjoy the run. I really enjoy how I feel afterwards, but it's the before bit. So that's the only thing I can control, which is put some sort of a time limit on it, get out and stop asking questions and stop dithering and stop talking to people in WhatsApp groups. Another thing, this is newness, by the way. And one thing I've been so bad at, not just in 2019, but forever, is socializing. When I was younger, so first living in London in my 20s, and actually, I'll be honest, in my early 30s as well, I used to find the cost of socializing so prohibitive that I would say no to things simply because the cost worried me. Because you go out, you have an amazing night, and you realize how much it costs, and you just think, I can't do that every week because I just don't have the funds. So I just ended up saying no to things. And if I did go out, I'd always be the person who'd stay for one, possibly two, but not want to get into bed too late because I had to be up for work in the morning, or didn't want to be so late that I would have to pay for a taxi, which can get expensive. So it's sort of living, there's always a reason not to do something. And I think I'm trying to reprogram myself to not think like that. There's always a reason to be cautious, obviously. But I just think that I look back and think I believe I...
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Prevented myself from experiencing some things that could have been amazing, some spending time with people who are no longer in my life because I don't work with them anymore, and that I missed out on opportunities and experiences, and that seems really sad. And I realized recently how many people there are that I would love to catch up with and spend time with, who I might message but I rarely see. Like, I might follow them on social and feel so fond of them, or think, oh, I really like that person, but I'm not then connecting the dot to then saying, hey, let's hang out. So I'm making it a priority to catch up with friends, and I'm going to sort of set myself a rough guide of twice a week. And these are people that I don't see very often, but we chat to a lot, of follow on social, that I feel like I'm seeing. And even in the last fortnight, I caught up with my friend Joe recently, Joe Hoare, who's been on this podcast. And it was just divine. It was just such a lovely evening, putting the world to rights, properly catching up. We've been WhatsApping for ages, but I probably hadn't seen her properly socially for well over a year. And it was great. And then last week, I had a night out with my friend Caroline, Caroline Barnes, who's been on this podcast too. And that was honestly an evening that was so good for the soul. It's just, yes, you can message people and feel good for that interaction, but actually one-on-one time is just so delightful. But bigger picture, I know a lot of people have emailed me about making friends as an adult or finding themselves lacking the social circles they had when they were younger. So I'm going to put a little bit of time into finding clubs and websites that connect people, and I'll report back, because I think that would be a really interesting episode, just one of these mini shows of just, these are websites you can go to, these are resources available to you. So let's put a pin in that. But in addition to the pin, I also do have a side note, which is I went to the In Goop Health Summit in London a few days ago. Elise Lunan, who's the Chief Content Officer of Goop, was on the podcast recently, and she very kindly extended an invitation for me to go to the summit, which was a series of panel talks with nutritionists, an author called Johan Hari, but there were also facials, there were also showcases where you could work out with Tracy Anderson, you could try no makeup, cruelty-free makeup, all sorts of things. And it was a really interesting summit. And I was invited and I went on my own and I was incredibly intimidated. And honestly, before I left the house, I thought, really? Oh, should you? Because I just thought, well, I won't know anyone. This is so embarrassing. Do I look right? Am I wearing the right clothes? And I really dithered on the doorstep of like, should I? And then I just thought, you never know what experience you might miss out on if you stay home. So I went. And when I got there, I looked at my phone a lot when I arrived and didn't make eye contact with anyone. But one of the things, because I just felt intimidated and like the new girl at school, which is a horrible feeling, but one of the things the Goop team were encouraging was making new friends and chatting to the person next to you. There was a lot of, do you know so-and-so, or, oh, sit with this. You know, it was very, very community driven. And I ended up meeting some really lovely, warm, incredible women who I had a real giggle with. And the fact my friend Katie also happened to be there meant it turned into a really sweet social day. And it just got me thinking about what it's like when you first go to school and, you know, you say hello to somebody new every day. And it's just a skill that I think we lose as we get older. So I'm putting a pin in being more social or finding social circles and or settings to be in, and I will report back. There are plenty of dating coaches out there, but I think I need to find an expert who can talk about friend coaching, like how to make new friends when you've lived a bit and you're of an age and you know what you like and you also know what you don't like. I think maybe those are the parameters that make it slightly tricky. How do you feel about where things are at this halfway point? Is there anything you'd like to address, try for the first time, or have another go at? Why not make a plan? I don't believe in waiting for Mondays or the first of the month. I've always come from a place of, if it's worth doing, just do it now. It doesn't matter when you start. But I'm considering this halfway point. I keep calling it a halfway point. What do I mean? 6 months done, 6 months to go. I'm considering this as a nudge to reassess, not be too hard on myself and go, oh, Emma, why haven't you done this in the last 6 months, you idiot? But just make sure I'm on course and just gently recalibrate should I need to, so that when it gets to December the 31st and I look back at the year, which I'll inevitably do because there's so much time to do so between Christmas and New Year, that at least hopefully if I look back, I'll be able to say, you know what, I gave it my best shot. I gave the things I wanted to do my best shot. And I haven't always been able to say that. So that's what this is the nudge of the year. Actually, the one thing that I've started doing is using the 5-minute journal. It was in the goodie bag at the Goop Summit, so I have to declare hashtag gifted. But that's got a really nice perspective about showing gratitude, appreciation, and also framing yourself so that you're drawing things into, you talk about things as if they were already here, which is quite interesting. But we'll come back to that in another episode. Let's chat more about this in the Facebook group. Why don't you join? The link to join is in the show notes, which can be found wherever it is that you are streaming and downloading this episode. You do have to answer those two questions. If you don't answer those two questions, I will not see your request and you won't get in. So please, please do answer them. You can also DM me on social media. I am at Emma Guns on Instagram and Twitter, and I do so enjoy hearing from you. And you can also email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. It would be so amazing if you dropped me a line. It really is my favorite part of creating this podcast is when you, my most excellent listeners, get in touch. It is always supremely joyous, and I enjoy the conversations I have with you immensely. So yes, let's take it to the Facebook group. Let's have a good old chat about what's been working and what we want to do more of, what we want to do less of. And if anyone needs a bit of motivation from the group, trust me, the members of the Emma Gunn Show, the forum, are an incredible bunch. It is social media at its best, and I'm sure they will galvanize you, motivate you, and make you go forth with renewed enthusiasm, because they do for me. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.